The granite heads of Presidents Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln loomed above as 55 new Americans recited their oaths of allegiance during a ceremony at Mount Rushmore. The group then walked across the amphitheater stage to introduce themselves one by one.
Hello, I'm Svetlana Tsimbalist from Ukrainian God Bless America.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Shemki Al-Kutaifi. I am from Iraq.
Karen Mortley and Celine Harriet are both from Jamaica. The new U.S. citizens became friends after working as nurses at Monument Health in Rapid City. Harriet says the ceremony showcased the diversity of the United States. Mortley agrees.
I just think it's incredible. It shows that we live in a global economy, that the world is opening up, and we are all one, you know. So it was pretty good, pretty emotional.
Other new citizens included a man from Afghanistan who served as an interpreter for the U.S. military, and a British woman who decided to become a citizen after living in Rapid City for decades. There was also a Filipino woman serving in the U.S. Army. Others hailed from Pakistan, Venezuela, Russia, and Sudan. The event included speeches from the park superintendent, a South Dakota judge, and federal immigration official. The Dakota Choral Union sang patriotic songs. The new citizens celebrated by taking photos in front of the monument and registering to vote. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients at Mount Rushmore.